Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're coming at you live. Hope you guys are doing well. Happy holidays. And thanks so much for being with us here on the award-winning Close Up Radio, which is a broadcast service of Close Up Television and Radio out of New York. I'm actually on location in Florida during the holidays, and guess what? That is where our guest is located as well. She happens to be in beautiful Panama City, Florida, which is over towards the Panhandle and towards Tallahassee. Greta Seiler is a top-notch CPA and owner of Lighthouse CPAs with over 25 years working with business owners and individuals. She says, although they process and prepare accounting, payroll, and tax returns for hundreds of businesses and real estate investors, that's where other CPA firms draw the line. She goes the extra mile, so as a busy entrepreneur, you can focus on running your business. Her objective is to help one generate profits without having to worry about struggling with the bookkeeping. She can help you actually identify the right strategies so you can grow a more efficient and profitable business. She also has a tax resolution part of her business where she can actually help people take the weight of the IRS off their back and solve their pressing tax problems. Passionate about helping businesses succeed, Greta actually considers herself more of a business advisor than just a tax preparer. She works primarily with business owners and real estate investors. She doesn't just do taxes, she builds lifelong relationships. Gretel says that most businesses and the owners of them, you know, they know how to manage the technical side of their businesses, but when it comes to making certain that their business is profitable, they might not always have that understanding and know how to do that. Gretel provides guidance throughout the year so her clients can pay the least amount of tax possible and improve her clients' long-term success. She encourages all business owners to seek out business advisors that will not just file taxes, but help you navigate through the many challenges that business owners face. And those challenges grow by the day with all the changes that are happening with tax codes and just so much more. And COVID, of course, has changed things and the way we do business on so many different levels. So Gretel is here to provide assistance, advice, and some support during this episode of Close Up Radio, which is part one of an exclusive two-part series. She'll be back next week to continue the conversation with us here on Close Up Radio. First, from Panama City, Florida, USA, let's welcome our very special guest, Gretel, to the show. Gretel, thank you very much for joining us. Happy holidays to you and yours, and welcome to Close Up Radio.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
The pleasure is all ours, and thank you for being here as well. What first inspired you to do this work, to go into the work of being a CPA? Tell us about some of that work and the inspirations that pointed you in the direction of wanting to help people in the way that you do.
Well, you know what? There's a long story, but I'll shorten it somewhat. About the time I was 16 years old, my father bought my grandfather's air conditioning company from him, and he needed some help in accounting. Not that I knew anything at that point, but he had asked me if I would come in and learn how to do payroll and bill paying for him. So I said yes. Being 16, I didn't know any better, and went in and learned to do the payroll and the accounts payable, which is paying bills. And I had to learn a lot of things about accounting to be able to do those. Plus, it was a union shop, so the payroll was all controlled by a union contract. And so I took the time, I read the whole contract, made sure I understood what needed to be done. And about 2 weeks after I started doing it, somebody from the union came in and goes, hey, we were told there was a very, very young person trying to do this payroll, and do you know what you're doing? And he asked me a bunch of questions, and I think he was very surprised because I actually knew all the answers. And
wow.
He went away.
Yeah.
Because, you know, union payrolls are complicated. There's a lot of extra things besides just even payroll taxes that you have to deduct for and pay over to the correct people. And I had figured out how to do all those things. So I obviously had a talent for it and liked doing it. And so then I was paying my way through college working, doing accounting. Started out with my dad, but with other people. And I was working in one steel foundry where the CFO asked me, hey, you know, what are you majoring in school? And I said, sociology. I wanted to go help the world. And he goes, you're crazy. You're not going to make any more money even after you have a master's degree in sociology than you're actually even making right now. Why don't you go study accounting? And I thought, okay, well, that's a good idea. And so I did. And so, yes, I've been doing accounting since I was 16.
Wow. So it's in your blood for sure. Absolutely. That's an incredible story. Thanks for sharing that. You know, you have your role also as a business advisor as much as the certified public accountant. Tell us about your role as a business advisor.
Well, you know, one of the good things in my whole history is I have actually worked as a controller in a lot of private companies. So I've learned how a lot of different manufacturing companies, cruise lines have worked, things like that, as well as owning my own business. And when you are a business owner, you start to learn that you've got to control a lot of things to run the business. And there are so many small business people, contractors, plumbers, and even professionals like dentists, doctors, lawyers. They know how to do the technical side of their business. They know how to be a lawyer. They know how to be a dentist. But they don't necessarily really get trained in how to run a business and make sure that it's profitable and is taking advantage of all the tax benefits that a business can find. So we try to spend time with our clients and making sure that they're doing things to improve their business, to teach them how to manage their cash flow so that they do end up with cash at the end of the year, and when tax time comes around, they aren't going, oh my goodness, I don't have any money to pay this bill with. And, you know, being a business owner myself, I know an awful lot about marketing and sales to bring in new clients and things, and we teach them a lot of those skills to help them improve their business.
That's amazing. That's really, again, that's the kind of thing that when you have an opportunity to do what you love in the way that you do, it really comes through in the work. So you mentioned how you really decided to become a CPA and business advisor. There's a lot of different things that distinguish people from others that do what they do. What are some of those things you think, Gretel, that distinguish you from other business advisors that might be out there?
Well, you know, sometimes there's a lot of business advisors who've been trained in school, or they might know one facet of running a business. Maybe they've been a salesperson for a business and they know a lot about selling and marketing. But there are not a lot of broad-based business advisors out there. And the combination that I have, because I am an entrepreneur and a business owner, and the fact that I have experience and degrees in both finance and accounting, I can bring both the financial side of consulting to clients as well as the business side. And most business advisors really don't have that breadth of knowledge that a business owner is looking for. So we think we can make a big difference for the clients that we work with.
That's tremendous. That's so important. And again, you have the experience for such a long time, too. Why do you think it's also critical, Gretel, for business owners to have a business advisor like yourself to help them, not just the tax preparer, but an actual business advisor who's sort of advising throughout the year, not just at tax time.
Well, you know, let's talk about the tax side of it first. There's an awful lot of firms out there that will prepare taxes, and they'll prepare them properly for a business. But when they first look at the business records for a business person are after January 1st when they bring them and say, hey, I want my taxes prepared, there's very little that can be done to change the amount of tax that that person's going to pay. All of the things on that tax return are based on the transactions and the choices and the decisions and things that they made throughout the year that are already completed in that prior year. In order to make a change in what that bottom line tax return is going to show, those changes have to be made before the end of the year. So we try very hard to make sure that we sit down with all of our clients before the end of the year and talk to them about, are there any things that they can do going to change the bill that they're going to get and the total amount of tax that they're going to owe when that tax return does get prepared. So it's very important for business owners not to just look at their accountant as somebody to go see once a year when it's tax time and drop off their records and then go get their tax return and walk away. Those people are leaving money on the table. They're paying too much in tax because they're not pre-planning. And so that's a very important part of the business advisory part. The other important part is to improve their business. So many business owners go into business because they want the freedom and they think they're going to make a lot of wealth. But if you don't plan your business and make sure that it is building up that wealth, a lot of business owners are going to lose the value that that business could be. If you stop and think about it, other than their home, a business can be the most valuable asset that a person can own. And if they've designed that business correctly and made it gain value so that when they do decide that they want to retire or move on to the next phase of what they want to do, that they're going to get a lot of money from selling that business. If the business is run poorly, if they don't have good records, if they haven't made sure that it's continuing to grow year to year to year, they lose the opportunity to turn that business into a wealth machine instead of just a job. There's so many of the technicians that really just deal with making sure they take good care of their customers, and then they get enough money that they can pay their bills at home, and they don't think about the long-term value that that business can bring to them sometime in the future.
It's very important to realize that on so many different levels, absolutely. And again, a lot of times, you know, you're so wrapped up in doing the actual work itself, which can be constant and demanding and all over the place, that the sweep up after isn't really focused on until, again, you're ready to do the taxes, and then you have to sort of piece it all together, and that can be problematic and confusing on so many different levels. So critical.
You know, you're absolutely, you're absolutely right about that. You know, when you're a plumber or a contractor or even a dentist, a lawyer, you're so busy doing the work every day that you don't always take the time to step back and look at the long-term strategy of what it is you're doing to try and build wealth for your family.
Exactly right. And then plus also keeping abreast of all the things that change, you know, every year the tax code's changing, this is changing, that is changing, and sometimes tax brackets are changing, and you lose sight of that and don't even realize because you're so busy doing that work. So having somebody like you sort of, you know, in the corner pocket there is essential, because you're always there for guidance as much as you are doing the work that you do. The guidance and assistance and advisement along the way is worth its weight in gold. I always say one of the greatest investments one can make is in themselves. So investing, you know, in somebody like you, it comes back to them tenfold through the advice and the information that you you provide and the guidance that you give, which is terrific. Why do you think most business owners don't see the need for a business advisor? Is it they're just not informed? They don't have the information that would get them to realize the importance of it?
You know, I think a lot of business owners are afraid that it might be tremendously expensive and that they're just not big enough to need,
to,
you know,
at that, yeah, need,
to be
right.
worthy of getting that kind of advice. But really, it's the small business people that need the advice so much more than a big corporation. You know, you think about it, a big General Motors and things, they have a huge staff of people that are all trained in a lot of technical areas and can help the business go the right direction. The small guy, he doesn't have a whole lot helping him manage his business and doing that strategic thinking. So it's actually more critical for the small business to get a business advisor that helps them. And it truly isn't as expensive as they think it's going to be, because very often we can have an impact on them just meeting with them every 2 or 3 months for an hour, and it'll change the direction of their business just a little bit and improve it some more. And a few months later, we can help improve it some more, because they can't make 100 changes all at one time, even if those 100 changes need to be made to make the business better. They can only change a few things, because they're busy doing the work every single day, long days. People don't always realize that small business owners work a tremendous number of hours trying to operate their business, keep their customers happy, and finding even a little bit of time to make the changes that are going to improve their business is difficult for them. I will tell you that trying to make all those changes, and especially to do their own tax returns, is not a smart choice for business owners, because as you just spoken about a few minutes ago, the tax laws are constantly changing. The rules of operating your business are constantly changing. There's a lot of things you have to take into account, and as accountants and CPAs, I know I do probably 100 hours of training every single year, and a lot of the people on my staff do anywhere from 40 to 100 hours of training on all the new things that are going on, so that we can make sure that we are giving clients the best information possible. And a small business owner just doesn't have the kind of time to do that, to make sure that they're prepared and trained and knowledgeable about what needs to be done on some of the financial side of the business, because they're busy doing their business. Another reason that some business owners don't see the need for a business advisor is the same reason that a lot of individuals don't do a budget for their own personal finances. People, when you talk about a budget for a business or for a person, they think that budget is going to just restrict their choices. They're not going to be able to do anything. It won't let them have the fun that they want to have. They see the budget as being something that's restricting, and it's going to stop them from doing things that they'd like to do. And that's really the wrong way to look at business advice and budgeting. I think one of the best ways to think about a budget, even for an individual, is that what a budget does is it allows you to sit down in advance and choose how each of the dollars that comes to you is going to get spent. And when you've made those choices in advance, it really takes a lot of the stress off, because you've already decided what you're going to do with the dollars that are coming in. And it really gives you more control over the money, because you've chosen if you're going to save some money or put some money towards a vacation, and you've planned for it, and so when the time comes, you've got it already all done. When you do things on the fly, it's so easy to have money just disappear out of your pocket. so many people come in that have not been using our advising services, and it's a small business, and they come in for the first time, and they need their taxes done, and we calculate their taxes, and we go, well, you owe $15,000 in taxes. They go, how can I? I don't have any money left. Where did it all go?
It's and they usually they grab for the antacid then, too, don't they?
Yep. Yeah, they definitely do. And they don't know where that money's gone because it's gotten spent over the time, and they don't realize that how much leakage there can be in money, mm-hmm. that you could be spending money on this or that that you didn't have to, and that you've spent the money that needed to be set aside for the taxes because you didn't plan ahead and set it aside as you were going along.
So
it's just so critical, and especially for small businesses, to get themselves on a plan that controls their cash flows, that does some things to decrease the amount of tax that they will pay by making wise choices. And just having somebody that they can talk to and ask questions of before they do something can make a big difference in the end results. And so that's what we're here for. When we have clients, we bundle them into a monthly program so that we don't charge them extra for a meeting or a phone call. We encourage them. We say, look, if you're going to do something, please call us so that
right.
we can help you make a wise decision before that decision is made instead of you just coming and saying, hey, I did this, because then we can put it on the tax return the way you've done it, but we can't change anything at that point.
So there's estimated taxes that they could pay quarterly to sort of offset what the bill would be coming in April, things of that nature. Some people don't even realize that that's something that's available, and there's installment agreements if you do have a big bill, all these different things that a lot of people aren't aware of, and you can help them realize that these opportunities are definitely there. What about relying this, you know, some people just download the software and they do things on software, relying on the software programs. How do you feel about that, relying on those versus, you know, the one-on-one like somebody such as yourself?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of the small businesses use QuickBooks, and we actually encourage our clients to use QuickBooks because it can be a very good accounting program. But if it's used wrong, sometimes we'll get a new client in that's been using QuickBooks all year, and they go, oh, I've been doing a really good job of it. And actually, I've got an example of one who came in, and he was way behind on his taxes, but he goes, no, I've been doing a good job of my accounting. And I said, well, let's pull up your QuickBooks. Let's look at it. And I brought up a report, and I go, well, this report says that you have $1.5 million in your bank. Is that true? He goes, oh, no, I don't have anywhere near that much money. And then I said, well, it says that your customers owe you $1 million in things that you haven't collected. Is that true? He goes, oh, no. We collect the money almost right away. I said, well, that's what your QuickBooks is telling us, that you've got this $1.5 million in cash in the bank and $1 million due from customers. So I think there's probably some transactions that are wrong here in your QuickBooks. And it can take us a tremendous amount of time to clean up what they've done in the QuickBooks. That's why we like to put our clients onto a monthly plan where we put them on QuickBooks, we train them how to use it, and because we generally use QuickBooks online, we have access to those financial records during the year. And they can call us up, and we can look at the same QuickBooks that they're looking at, and we can help them put in a transaction if they don't understand how to do it. And we also look at every one of them every month and make sure that the numbers look like they make sense. We don't audit every transaction, but we're looking to make sure that they're putting things in to QuickBooks in a correct manner. And it just makes a big difference in being able to then go prepare their taxes. There's a lot of tax software out there that people use, and some of them are the TurboTax Online and things, and those work. But if you don't really know tax law, you don't always answer the questions correctly. And we get a lot of new clients coming in that go, oh, yeah, I've been doing TurboTax for my business and my rental properties online, and it's just fine. And I say, well, can we read one of the tax returns? And so we look through it, and we find out that they haven't been taking depreciation, which would have allowed them to decrease the amount of the tax due. They haven't been taking some of the deductions that they're entitled to. And so the software will calculate a tax return that the IRS will like, but if they don't put the inputs in correctly, if they don't answer the questions correctly, they're going to get the wrong results. And the big problem is without adequate training, and unless they want to spend the 100 hours a year that we spend training on making sure that we know all the new tax law, they're likely not to be able to file those taxes correctly.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you're a taxpayer that has a W-2 and your wife has a W-2 and you've got two kids, you can probably use TurboTax just fine or any of the other ones that are online because there's not any complexity with it. But with businesses and real estate investors, there are a lot of different types of tax deductions that you can have that those software programs aren't necessarily going to ask you enough questions to get down to.
Exactly. And you might even be taking deductions that you thought you could take because 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 1 year ago, those were applicable, and now they're no longer the types of deductions that are allowed anymore. So there's a lot of different changes and things to be kept abreast of, and that's where you come in as a fantastic advisor as well as CPA. I would love for people to go to the website. We'll give it now. It's www.lighthousecpas, I'm spelling it out for everybody, lighthousecpas, CPAs, of course, .com, lighthousecpas.com, to connect with Gretel and the team there. And again, it's not too late, even though we're coming towards the end of the year, it's not too late to have somebody like Gretel and her team be there for you throughout the year. This is part one of a two-part series. We thank you very much for joining us, Gretel. Incredible and enriching and very important suggestions and advisement you're giving our audience here on Close Up Radio. Really appreciate it and looking forward to part two. And have a wonderful holiday. And again, thanks for joining us on this episode. Hope you enjoyed the time as much as I absolutely have with you.
Thank you, Jim.
You are very welcome. Best of the holidays, and we look forward to welcoming Gretel back to the show next week for more incredible information. Advisement. Again, the website is lighthousecpas.com. That's lighthousecpas.com. We thank Gretel, and we thank you for listening from all around the world. This is your host, Jim Masters. Thank you for your time this time till next time. Also inviting you to stay right there. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another incredible guest celebrated here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Happy holidays. And thanks for joining us. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.